Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting second. The first baseman, Marty Keogh. Batting third. The left fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jim King. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Billy Klaus. Batting seventh. The catcher, Pete Daly. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chuck Cotter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Mathias. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Carl Mathias. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting eighth. The first baseman, J.C. Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cal McLish. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Cal McLish. And now, play ball. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hinton. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox bunts towards the mound. Mathias fields it and throws to first for the out. Aparicio moves to third. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis takes first base on ball four. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Aparicio scores. Landis moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a pop-up towards third. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus takes first base on ball four. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of King. Carey reaches second base with a double. Lawler moves to third. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lawler scores. Carey moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carey scores. Martin moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Martin scores. Aparicio moves to third. Fox moves to second. It's 4-0, White Sox. Tom Sturdivant now pitching. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. Fox scores. It's 6-0, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Landis. The throw from Daly and he is safe. Landis steals second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-0, White Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith is called out on strikes. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Sturdivant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturdivant hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Connell hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Carey is hit by the pitch. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a line drive towards first. Keough catches it and steps on first to double up Carey. Two outs. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is 0-for-1 in the game. McLish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Marty Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keo is 0-for-1 in the game. Keo hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-1, White Sox. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hinton is called out on strikes. One out. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-1 in the game. King hits a ball on the ground towards first. Martin scoops it up and throws to first, with McLish covering, for the out. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-1 in the game. Tasby takes first base on ball 4. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Klaus hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Klaus reaches second base with a double. Tasby goes all the way around to score. It's 8-2, White Sox. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-1 in the game. Daly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Klaus scores. It's 8-3, White Sox. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 0-for-1 in the game. Cottier strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Senators 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of King. Fox reaches second base with a double. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Landis hits a pop-up towards short. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox scores. Minoso moves to second. It's 9-3, White Sox. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Minoso scores. Smith moves to second. It's 10-3, White Sox. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Carey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smith scores. Lawler moves to second. It's 11-3, White Sox. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Martin strikes out. Two outs. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McLish hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Tom Sturdivant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturdivant is 0-for-1 in the game. Sturdivant hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Connell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Keough hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLish fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. O'Connell moves to second. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 2 in the game. Hinton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. O'Connell scores. Keough moves to third. It's 11 to 4, White Sox. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0 for 2 in the game. King hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Keough tags and scores. Two outs. It's 11 to 5, White Sox. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Tasby hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Senators 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Russ Kemmerer now pitching. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Klaus hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Daly hits a pop-up towards third. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Cotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotter is 0 for 2 in the game. Cotter hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Senators 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 12 to 5, White Sox. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lawler strikes out. Daly drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Lawler out. Two outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Carey hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Daly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Floyd Robinson now playing right field. Tom Sturdivant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturdivant is 0 for 2 in the game. Sturdivant hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. O'Connell strikes out. Two outs. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Keogh hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Senators 5. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. O'Connell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Kemmerer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemmerer hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Daly and he is out, Klaus applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kemmerer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. King hits a pop-up towards third. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Senators 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Landis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Landis moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Keogh scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. Landis moves to third. Minoso moves to second. Two outs. Shermlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Cotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotter is 0-for-3 in the game. Cotter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Long pinch hits for Tom Sturdivant. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. O'Connell takes first base on ball 4. Long moves to second. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Keogh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Long scores. O'Connell moves to second. It's 12-6, White Sox. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hinton hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 12, and Washington Senators, 6. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.